We, the members of the National Association of Liars, in order to form a more perfect organization based on the principles of falsification and obfuscation, do hereby, herewith, and herein present, offer and proffer this here Constitution as a guiding light not only to its membership, but to all who seek the path of mendaciousness. 1. The organization is non-discriminatory on the basis of sex, race, or religion. Throughout this document, the use of he or his should be taken to be equally applicable to those of the female persuasion, or none, or anywhere in between. Ethnicity is clearly no barrier to duplicity, and let us not forget that some of the finest liars throughout history have been highly religious. The original head of the Church of England, Henry VIII, and Pope Benedict IX being shining examples. 2. It seems somewhat self-defeating to expect the membership to swear allegiance to the principles espoused in this document. Any member worth his salt would swear allegiance to Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy if he were offered a shilling to do so. Therefore, although it is expected that this constitution will be followed by the membership, it makes no legal claims to that effect. A copy of this document should be available at all formal gatherings of the NAL, but its absence would not necessarily nullify that event. 3. The foundation of the organization is fabrication, a falsification, and obfuscation. The association's aspiration is the celebration of misinformation and education via creation and compilation of innovational documentation that will be an inspiration to the population throughout not only the nation but of all civilization. The Federation will foster cooperation and good relations. And this declaration of the creation and administration of a confederation and the confirmation of its inauguration is the summation of this proclamation. Dated April 1853.